veteran National Football League place kicker Ryan Succop was signed by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just days before the 2020 season. He became the Bucs' ninth place kicker since 2015. But he also became money for the team. He hit on 28 of 31 field goal attempts and set the team's single-season record for points this year. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's Sports and Commentary Show. I'm Greg Stewart. This is a program that you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime on the World Wide Web for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show at the all-new look, WWIB.com. Ryan Succop and his ball club will host Kansas City this Sunday in Super Bowl 55. And he's back with me on the show. Ryan, thanks for taking time. Appreciate you coming back on S&C. Tell me the story. How did you and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers get together?
You know, it's been really cool. It's been neat to see all the ways in which the Lord has worked this year. I last season I was with Tennessee, and I had a knee injury and ended up the season on IR, and just kind of went through a lot last year. It was a difficult year, and then last spring I'm training, I'm getting ready, and I'm hoping that I get another chance, and I get a call from Tampa. You know, really maybe a week or 10 days before the season started, and I came down and had a workout, and you got offered a contract, and it was just amazing to see the way that the Lord really put me here, and the guys on this team, and some of the relationships that have happened since then are things where you just sit there and go, man, God, you are so good. Like, your plan is so much better than anything I could have ever imagined, and just to see him work has been really one of the coolest parts about it, honestly, and that's been a blessing. So it's been a great year. It's been just a lot of fun. Some of the relationships, like I mentioned, have really meant the world to me, and I'm just really grateful to be in a great place like Tampa.
Mm-hmm. 5 years at Kansas City with the Chiefs. You were a draft pick out of South Carolina, former Mr. Irrelevant draft pick, as the last guy chosen in the 09 draft. 6 years with Tennessee, now 1 year under your belt at Tampa. A lot of guys don't hang around as long as you have in the NFL. You're 34 years of age. You got a pretty thick skin to make a living as an NFL kicker, don't you?
Well, yeah. When you're a kicker and your last name is Succop, you got to have thick skin already, because you've heard all the jokes growing up. Yeah. But no, there's no question. I think being a kicker in the NFL, you're certainly going to have adversity. I think no matter who you are, you've gone through it, and so. One of the things that I've learned is that in those times of adversity, it seems like the Lord can use that really to grow you and to make you to grow your faith and to rely on Him more. And also, I think one of the things that has helped me to get through that, because whether it's getting released from a team or coming off a bad game or whatever the adversity or an injury, whatever the case may be, I think something that has really helped me with all of that over time is not having my identity in being a football player or my success on the field. Like, when your number one priority in life is different, when it's your relationship with the Lord, when it's your family, when it's things like that, it kind of takes the pressure off a little bit on the football field, because you're not totally wrapped up in being consumed with how you perform. And I think that's something that's really helped me over the years is not allowing football to be all-consuming, because it can easily be that way if you let it.
Absolutely. So is that the big lesson you've learned from the Lord this year, getting into His Word, spending time with Him, that football is not the top priority?
Yeah, I think the Lord has taught me a lot this year. Obviously, being away from my family, it's been really hard. One of the blessings of that is that I get done at work, and I have a lot of free time. And so being down here in Tampa, there's a place I go to 3 or 4 times a week, and it's kind of out looking over the bay. It's down by the water. It's beautiful. And I'll typically go down there and listen to a sermon and just spend time in prayer. And I'm going to tell you, when you actually commit to that and just seek the Lord and seek that time with Him on a daily basis, man, it's amazing what it has done to my heart, and it's amazing to see what God is doing in my life through that. Just you get to the point where you look forward to that more than probably any part of your day, is just having that time with the Lord. And, you know, the peace that comes from that, it's the peace that transcends all understanding. We learn about it in Philippians 4, and it's been amazing to experience that this year. And, you know, God is just teaching me to trust Him, just to trust Him. And He's been teaching me that all year. It's been really a fun journey and an enjoyable journey. Mm.
Well, this Sunday you are playing in Super Bowl 55. What a thrill. It's the dream of every NFL player, but it sounds to me like, you know, the adventure of walking with Jesus, of knowing Him, living for Him, and loving Him, letting Him love on you is even bigger than the most important game in your career.
There's no question. And the thing is, that was one of the things I was praying for over the NFC Championship was, God, this is a big game. You know, this is a big game, but You're a bigger God, and this is not big to You. And so that gave me a lot of peace, just knowing that going into the game. And it kind of frees you up, and it allows you to go out there and be free and not get caught up in what the world would tell you is a big deal. Just knowing that God is so much bigger than that, and that He is able.
He is. 34-year-old Ryan Succop, the place kicker for the NFC champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, with us on Sports and Commentary. Looking forward to watching you at the Super Bowl in Tampa there, Ryan. God bless you. Thanks for coming back. Appreciate you.
Hey, God bless. Thank you guys for having me on.